This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the satellite and the internet, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever you're listening to us from, our EMTs, our firefighters, hospital, police, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for what you do to keep us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail so we can have mail today, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, a special shout-out goes to our roughneck working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the frozen northern tundra, plus to our Aramco oil workers over in Saudi Arabia. Special shout out to you, and to our merchant marine guys. We had a ship captain the other night tell us he listened to us all the way from New Orleans across the Gulf to Tampa, because we have an affiliate in New Orleans, and then he switched over and heard the station here in Tampa, because our tower's over in Dunedin, which is right flat on the water almost. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us over there. Also, we have the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, well, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Roger Stone was given 40 months, and you have a theory on all of this. Go for it.
Well, Tamika Hart, she is the jury foreperson in question here. Now, this woman is a lawyer. Interestingly enough, she was all about education, too, in her education life. She had a lot of roles, in on boards and school commissions and those kinds of things. But let's go a little bit deeper on Little Miss Tamika, shall we? Because she works for the Bill and Melinda Foundation as a senior program manager. Don't know what that is. She donated to the Kamala Harris campaign, to the Julian Castro campaign, and to Act Blue. She's on the board of Data Quality Campaign, whatever that is. She's a co-chair for Grantmakers for Education Equity Impact Group, Rodell Fellowship in Public Leadership at the Aspen Institute. She's the vice president for Teach for America, a really kind of a funky organization. Did some work on them a couple years ago. But she has been in so what she's doing in Washington, D.C. now is really kind of a question, because she's been selected, or she's been in kind of the jury lottery four times in Washington, D.C. She boasts, by her own words, on three juries. Now, think about that for a second. Three juries. Now, why would that be? Nobody wants jury duty. She wants jury duty. Yeah. Now, she also, interestingly enough, when I said Teach for America, some of the alumnus of Teach for America will include two people, especially that your listeners may remember. One is D. Ray McKesson, and the other was Brittany Packnett. The third one is Michelle Reed. But D. Ray McKesson and Brittany Packnett are who? Black Lives Matter founders. I believe in my heart of hearts that this Tamika person was purposely put there on that jury and as a foreperson. She's a plant. Now, that's a conspiracy theory, but I don't see any evidence that says otherwise.
Well, the president hasn't said yes and hasn't said no, but there's all kinds of rumors about he's going to pardon him. But he also says he's going to let this play out because there's a petition out there now for a new trial based on what happened to.
Well, this is why the judge, she delayed his reporting to prison. She knows that there is going to be a motion for a retrial. So she kind of left some room for that to happen. And I think that they're going to find out, because I think there was a conference call day before yesterday that they had. But I think they're going to find out that this Amy Byrne Jackson person is going to actually need to allow a new trial for him. So, as a consequence, Trump comes out and he's just going to let it play out. Let's go see where this is first. And because she actually went with the recommendations, not that the recommendations had anything to do with her decision, everybody's kind of inferring that it did, based on 40 months, there really wouldn't be a reason to necessarily issue a pardon because, I mean, you know, there's too many things in play before we even get to that part yet.
Okay.
So, yeah, I will be just kind of let this one sit there for a second or two before we all get excited about it.
All right. Well, just for the heck of it, let me throw this out there. Mini Mike's a little shorter right now than what he was because not only did they go after him the night of the debate, and, I mean, they went after him to bury him, but he's they're still going after him.
For somebody who went through 2 weeks of debate prep prior to the debate and he knew he was going to be on that stage because he paid enough money in advertising dollars to meet the threshold. He clearly was not prepared.
Alrighty, hold that thought. By the way, Tom Steyer will be in the next debate. I believe it's going to be at the Gaylord Center in Nashville, Tennessee, coming up, I think, next week. I'll double-check that during the break. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, here's the deal. Go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and while you're there, on the right tab, you'll see the USCCA logo. Click on that logo, and down will pop a window, and it will say, would you like to sign up to register to win the free gun a day giveaway? Well, obviously, the answer is probably going to be yes in 99% of the cases. But there's also a free drawing, cash drawing, winner take all, $25,000 that they're going to be giving out after Labor Day. So, go over there, sign up for it, sign up for the free gun a day giveaway while you're there too, and make sure that you do it because you can't win it if you don't do it, right? And then while you're there, take a look at becoming a member. Three levels of membership there, and depending on what level of membership you get into, you can get up to $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine from USCCA's gem, if you will. So check it out. Captain's America Third Watch, logo link on the right side for the USCCA. And good luck to you. We want to talk about you winning. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Morning.
Eric is chiming in. By the way, Trucker Eric is in Lansing, Michigan. He's bedding down for the night there. And we got some real humor going on in the chat room tonight. Happy birthday to the King of Norway. Okay, didn't know that. But he was kidding about the two billionaires with their big link to New York politics, Steyer and Bloomberg, both being in another party, switching over to the Democratic Party, and how strange that all is.
Well, it's factual. They did change parties.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Now, Let's talk about, and again, I just ran up the flagpole there a couple minutes ago about Mini Mike and what they're doing to him and all that stuff. I'm not surprised at all, and it's going to continue. They're not done just going after those guys. It's just what it is. And the latest Gallup poll that's out there has President Trump still right there at 49%. Now, he's holding steady with that. There are some polls that have him higher than that. I'm not at all surprised about that because he's done such a great job. I was at a meeting last night, another group, Club 45, and they had a number of students there. The younger people are coming out. They're very curious. They're paying attention to what's being said about the president, and more people are supporting him. And I really see that there's a lot more support out there than what the mainstream media is reporting for this president.
I heard a little bit of his speech, his campaign speech last night. I think that he needs some new material, or he needs some other points to, he certainly talked about his accomplishments, and I think we pretty much have that down to a science, because most of it is all encompassing on the economy side. Going forward, if I were he, I would be talking about the Space Force in a big, huge way, because that's not funded yet. It's still sitting out there, somewhat, there's been moves and decisions on some of the things, but it's not funded yet completely. And so I think I would be pushing that in a big way, showing that he's looking forward. He's not looking back anymore. He's looking forward, because those on the campaign trail, the Democrats, are pushing things like, Medicare for all. They haven't really talked about education. They haven't talked about, infrastructure, all these other kinds of things. He needs to be backing them into a corner saying, my opponents here are, kind of stuck on these things. But let me tell you the bigger vision that he has for a second term. So, I think with that, he would be encouraging a lot more support, because we're kind of regurgitating old ground here.
Now, the CDC is reporting that the U.S. response to the coronavirus is being delayed by some trouble with the virus test. What's this all about?
I don't know. There's so much information where everybody's trying to kind of weigh in. I mean, you got some people in Europe that are. You got certainly people in Asia. Japan's got, carrying some of this, some of these other smaller countries, Cambodia, Thailand. So there is a G20 that I think is coming up this weekend or next week. And I think those that are attending the G20, this will be the single discussion point of where this necessarily goes. And the reason is it not just the United States that has trade agreements with China, and ours is significant, obviously, but other countries do too. Since this whole thing broke out, 75,000 flights into and out of China have been canceled. That's a lot, 75,000 airplanes. We are also having a tough time tracking the people that were leaving Wuhan prior to the ringing of the bell that there was this outbreak. And those people that left Wuhan, I think, was in the numbers around 80 or 90,000 people. That's an awful lot of people to leave in like a 6-week period before the panic kind of set in. And I think that there's an organization out of Europe that is trying to track all those people to see where they are and where they went and where they came from, which is another big part of this issue. So there's a lot of moving parts to see. We don't want China to fail. If China fails, economically, and there's some indications that this is hurting, it's going to hurt us. Because we've got a lot of organizations, got a lot of factories over there, and then they can't. Also, if they fail economically, then it's going to hurt our industry, least of which is the agriculture, our farmers. It'll hurt Silicon Valley. It's hurting car makers in Europe too, because they get a lot of their parts. So, I mean, this is a vested interest of a lot of, worldwide leaders.
Mm. Have you heard the name Dana Rohrabacher before?
Oh, yes, our little Russian operative.
No, he's a former recovery.
No, I know. Yeah, but he, you have to understand his background. He is a former California congressman.
Right, 20 years.
Yep, mm-hmm. And it was a standing joke in Congress that the FBI had gone and visited him 4 or 5 times and said, do you know with your relationship that you have with the Kremlin that they've given you a name, you know, your own handler name. So, yeah, he's...
He was over visiting Julian Assange, and he said he wasn't representing the president, but apparently a deal has been offered to Assange to have him come to the United States and spill the beans about what he knows for a full pardon.
He wasn't in the position to do that, but I think he was just kind of testing the waters, just adding more, you know, sand to the gears here, but it didn't obviously go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who is this? Eric chiming in. He says, I find it peculiar about all of this virus reporting, et cetera, is that there is not a single clearinghouse of hard, steadfast numbers of those in quarantine.
You can't get it.
Hmm?
You can't get it.
You can't get it
because China's not telling the truth. They're not coming clean.
No, and it's higher than what they're telling us. I believe that.
Well, everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and so we're operating under that premise that it's worse than it really is. And it's also very fascinating that Trump listed 5 or 6 Chinese newspapers or media outlets.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't call them his propaganda thing, he called them something else. But they are owned by the Chinese Communist Party. And what they're putting out is propaganda information. So it's worse than it is.
Alrighty. We will talk to you on the weekend show. Same time, same bat channel. See you then.
Yes,
all right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, everybody. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out all the great stuff that she writes about and get on her mailing list. I'll be right back with the Military and Veterans News segment number 2.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump moved to replace his national intelligence director after hearing about a Class 5 briefing on Capitol Hill, according to New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman. She says that briefing included information that Russia is again trying to influence the election and sway voters in 2020 to vote for President Trump.
One official said that their intelligence is that Russia is interfering or attempting to interfere in the 2020 election with the goal of reelecting President Trump. This angered Republicans on the committee who pushed back. And when the president learned about this briefing, he was very upset and berated McGuire, who until today was the head of the ODNI, overseeing the National Intelligence Office.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 128 points and the NASDAQ down 66. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment of the morning, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online, naa.edu, and then take the tour. Schedule a tour at one of their locations. They've got two locations to serve you, and we're going to let them tell you all about themselves here, and then we're going to add to it in just a second. So here we go.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. More people have chosen to go to technical or vocational schools to learn a trade that in most cases isn't going to pay them what they think they're going to get paid, because when you come out of there as a computer expert, or you come out of there as a pipe fitter or a welder or a plumber or an electrician or a carpenter or a welder or a heavy equipment operator, those are going to wind up being union jobs. Normally. And as a result, this is the way it works. You become an apprentice. And in a lot of cases, you're an apprentice for as long as a year. And you also get paid at 80% of whatever the going scale is. So If it's $12 an hour, that's $9.60 an hour. If it's $15 an hour, that's $12 an hour. You get my drift. Well, how would you like to have the opportunity to make about $60,000 a year to start right off the bat? How would you like that opportunity? Well, you can get it by checking out the National Aviation Academy, because if you go to school to learn how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, you will be in like Flynn forever, period, long as you live. Matter of fact, one of my buddies, George the Godfather, still has his certification from years ago, and he's since retired, but he could go into that tomorrow if he wanted to because of that certification. Might have to do a refresher course, but it's still good. He still has it. So, National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, NAA.edu. They've got two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, Pinellas Park, the Pinellas County side of Tampa Bay. And all you got to do is give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take that tour that they have. 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. National Aviation Academy. NAA.edu. Now, the the Army is trying to figure out how to fund the modernization goals that they've set under what leaders expect to be a flat budget with rising personnel and operational costs in the years to come. In other words, where's the money going to come from? What are they going to have to cut to get to the point where they need to be? Well, I think we're going to find out in due time, don't you? By the way, new vehicles, helicopters, and missile systems may grab the headlines as the Army makes big moves to modernize the force, but for every new system, though, we'll need to be soldiers to man it, and that means new units for some of the equipment and the gear that's showing up right now. And I get that. I get that. Also, the top enlisted soldier in the Army has trying on a do-it-all goggle, which is now being tested by the Army and Marines. Now, rushing into a room, a soldier sees a dog to his right. His attention quickly turns to two men firing from behind a waist-high barricade. He then takes cover with another soldier behind a wall a few feet away, and they open fire with these do-it-all goggles. You've heard about them. Well, they're now being tested by the Marines, and soon we'll see what happens with them. The Navy, right now, an advocacy group in Washington State, is asking a federal judge to require the Navy to reduce the number of Growler aircraft flights at a military airport until a lawsuit is settled over the number of practice flights. Quite simply, they're complaining about the noise of the Growlers up in Washington State. Did that I say freedom is not quiet? Freedom is not quiet. Now, the Space Force's Combined Space Operations Center is being set up in Colorado Springs. That's where they want to have it. Right now they have a temporary center. And there's a software coding team tasked with regularly rolling out new space command and control apps. Also at Colorado Springs, which is another reason for putting the command center there for them, the headquarters. We'll see what happens. That may be something that might happen. And also, taking a look at things, the Marine Corps, back in January, rolled out a new cognitive replacement test for officers that eventually could change the way the Corps does officer assignments. Now, it's ditching the World War II era intelligence test for this program that we're talking about. And we'll see how that all works out. Now, we talked about the Space Force a second ago, but now we can talk about the money. The new U.S. Space Force could see procurement reach $4.7 billion by fiscal year 2025 as it expands steadily from the $2.4 billion requested for acquisitions in the coming year, according to the projections by the White House Budget Office. And we'll see where all that goes. Now, the National Guard also has a report of having 57 Americans quarantined at Camp Ashland right now. Now, they have been quarantined for 14 days, and it looks like as if they're going to be able to leave because they're not sick in another day or so. Camp Ashland is one of those areas where the temporary home, they'll be able to go home finally from there. So we'll see how that works. Now, hackers have gained access to sensitive data from at least five law firms in the past 4 months, releasing stolen data that includes pain diary entries from veterans personnel injury cases. Now, Emisoft, a cybersecurity and anti-malware company, is reporting that right now. And if so, that's bad news for the veterans that are involved with them. Also, Sikorsky has landed a $470.8 million modification contract for the presidential helicopter upgrade. You might know you heard that six of the VH-92A helicopters for the presidential fleet replacement program were being readied, and now there's a modification that's being added to it. And again, we'll see how all that plays out. By the way, there is a stress right now on unity when it comes to Ukrainian military aid after the impeachment proceeding. No one should be surprised. No one. Because now that President Donald Trump's impeachment is over and done with, which centered around U.S. military aid to Ukraine, key lawmakers now say Congress is as gung-ho as ever to send American weapons and equipment to Ukraine. And, of course, that's to detain the Russians. Hopefully, somehow, some way, we're going to find something really positive to come out of this. Somehow, some way. We'll see. And the government is going to have to be honest when it comes to funding the Air Force and the Space Force. They can't mix the two. The Air Force is doing what they're doing. The Space Force is doing what they're doing, which, by the way, they're going to be, if you haven't already heard, they're going to be their own separate military. You'll have the Army, the Air Force, the Navy, the Marines, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force. All righty. Time to take a break. And when we come back, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. So we look forward to talking to him about all sorts of things going on. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just had to get people out to vote.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody. And before I get started with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, I just want to remind everybody this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Only Eyes Optical. Now, Only Eyes Optical is down there in Sarasota, in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota at 6541 Superior Avenue. Now, if you need a pair of eyeglasses, if you're active duty military, a veteran, first responder, active or retired, if you want some personal attention without all the hype when it comes to your eyes and your eye exam, then you need to check out Only Eyes Optical and Boutique. Now, you can give them a call at 941-444-7984 to schedule an eye exam with a licensed optometrist who's on duty down there. And then the licensed optician, Diana Reason, will take care of all of your eyeglass needs and meet or beat any advertised price that you got from any of the big box stores. Just bring the ad along with you, show her what you got, and away you go. Now, they care about you and your eyes down there at Only Eyes Optical because they're a veteran-owned business, and they love our veterans and first responders, too, which is why they and their families also get a discount on the products that they have to sell there. Now, stop by today, say hello, Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-444-7984, and tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you. All right, well, here he is, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, 68 degrees outside, not too shabby, huh?
Yeah, it's cooled off a little bit today, isn't it?
Yeah, a couple of degrees here and there. I want to start out talking about this coronavirus from a couple of different standpoints. Number one, the airlines are starting to complain right now. They expect the first annual decline of global aircraft travel as a result of this coronavirus.
Well, I mean, that's not necessarily a complaint. It's just a statement of fact. I mean, you know, they open up, you know, travel, and all of a sudden, you know, there's cases of people getting the virus on a plane and moving here, there, and everywhere. That's not going to be very good for business either. We've managed to stay steady here in the United States at 15 cases. And that's, you know, obviously because our government's done a very good job of getting this under control and taking the necessary steps.
Sure.
So, you know, the airlines aren't the only companies. A lot of companies that have supply chains in China that sell products in China, they're all going to take a hit based upon this. But these are things that happen from time to time are out there. There are various different events that almost are expected to occur. I mean, people out there, they're calling this like a surprise or a black swan. It's not really a surprise. It's happened before, and it's bound to happen again. You know, Hollywood makes movies based upon virus outbreaks and things that have happened. It's happened throughout history. And the interesting thing is that more often than not, it comes from China. And a lot of it has to do with the way that they handle and process food over there. We don't know where this virus has come from. There's been speculation. You and I talked about this yesterday, coming from some bioweapons lab. I mean, we'll find out. Eventually, we'll get to the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
These companies will have to deal. That's all.
Yeah. Did you notice that Elizabeth Warren, who's long criticized people for taking money from super PACs, all of a sudden now has changed her mind and she is getting money from a super PAC?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. She's trying to keep
and
well.
And the press called her out on it.
I mean, she went pretty nuts in the debate the other night. I mean, it just basically went off trying to revive her campaign. It's on its last legs, and she knows that. You know, from the looks of things right now, it's going to be very, very hard for her to beat Bernie Sanders. I mean, Super Tuesday is on its way. I don't know if Bloomberg is going to be able to survive, but from the looks of things, the delegate tallies as it stands today, Bernie Sanders looks like he's going to have the majority. Now, what that means when you get to the convention with 500, who knows? Again, Warren's trying to hold on as best she can, and the only way she can do that, she needs more money.
Well, in regards to Bloomberg, I wanted to tell you something. There is a report out there that Michael Bloomberg is now paying for reviews on Facebook.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. It's another racket. And I mean, honestly, do people actually even pay attention to this stuff? I'm sure some do. But you want to take a look at his spending. It's like a fire hose right now. It's just money flying everywhere.
Almost 500 billion.
Yeah. He's trying to shoot everything. And, you know, their joke yesterday is, you know, he needs to spend another 100 million quick to help with his, debate performance, which was just terrible.
Yeah, it was probably the worst debate performance I've ever seen by anybody at any time. And folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Well, ground zero virus over there, Wuhan, China, another 115 people died.
Well, that's what they're telling you. I don't believe it for a second. I think it's much, much worse than that. We don't know. Again, I'm not hearing, you know, who died, how old they are. We do know that the people that died on the cruise ship that was docked in Japan, they were in their 80s,
mm-hmm.
So they were older. So, again, it's still a bit in the dark right now as far as information is concerned. And no, I still do not trust any of the numbers coming out of China.
Yeah, and Warren Buffett and his Berkshire Hathaway outfit reportedly has amassed some $79 billion worth of investment in Apple.
They've been buying that for a while, though. I mean, I don't know if they're continuing to buy it. I don't know if you heard that they were buying more. They've built up a position in this company over time. And again, Apple's, it's a technology company that still has decent amount of growth, but it also is a technology company. It's pretty well established based upon its ecosystem and keeping people within its ecosystem where every now and then, you know, they're going to have to do an upgrade, upgrade your phone, upgrade this, upgrade that, and they pay a dividend. So it's much more of a conservative play, and obviously the stock has done really, really well over the past year.
Now, Goldman Sachs has come out there and said investors may be underestimating the negative impact of the coronavirus on corporate earnings, which is posing a threat to the stock market rally, according to the Goldman Sachs group. Virus complacency, they're calling it. Do you see that? I don't see that.
I do, Matt. Like I said, I'm a lot more concerned than most when it comes to the numbers going to come out. Not that I don't think that, you know, the numbers I think will turn around once this thing has been taken care of. But yeah, I definitely see that there's a possibility out there for a market correction. Does that mean I'm making changes in people's portfolios based upon that? No, it's not. I mean, I'm looking at the fundamentals of these companies, and strong companies, which we hold in our portfolios, are able to withstand problems like this because problems like this occur. If your company can't handle a situation like this, well, then, you know, you're going to get hit even to a great degree, and you may not be able to withstand it. But like I said, stuff like this happens from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Now, MSNBC put out a report yesterday, and of course they are MSNBC, but I kind of have to agree somewhat with this. They said there's a strong possibility that if Bernie Sanders becomes the nominee of the Democratic Party for president, that they could have another McGovern-type election on their hands.
Yeah, well, MSNBC is, they don't like Bernie Sanders. And I don't know if you heard this, I think we might have mentioned it, talked about it. Is Bernie Sanders actually thinks he's Fox is better to him than MSNBC is.
Yeah, we talked about that. I don't remember that. Mm-hmm.
You know, some people say that he could lose, you know, Trump could win 49 states if Bernie Sanders is the winner. A lot of people talking up this, you know, socialism stuff, they are. But, you know, when all is said and done, you know, anybody with half a brain out there sees how well the economy is doing, sees, you know, the employment numbers, how great they are. And they want to blow up the entire country. They want to, you know, I was sick of this, you know, Planet of the Apes scene there at the end of the movie where he's looking at the Statue of Liberty. Damn you, you blew it all up. I mean, you really going to want to blow it all up? I mean, are you serious? Are you kidding me?
Hmm. All righty. Well, we're running out of time here, and we may see each other here for a little lunch on Saturday. And if we do, we'll tell everybody where we're going to be. Maybe we'll have a fan or two show up to want to see you or see me. It would have been interesting last night. We had a big crowd over there at Club 45 in Brandon at the River Church, and it's too bad you can't catch one of those. We've got some really active Trump groups down here. Right now in the Tampa Bay.
Once the things start heating up, Captain, with the election closer to it, you'll just give me a ring. I'll come down for one of those.
All righty. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
You got it. Bye-bye.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And that's a promise from Chris, so we'll see what happens. We may be able to get him involved in one of the rallies that we have around here. Because we've got some significant people showing up now. Last night it was Clint Lawrence, Army First Lieutenant Clint Lawrence, and what an amazing young man he was for what he went through. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.